Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets presented by Boom Fantasy right here on our YouTube page, FTN Fantasy. Do me a solid, smash a like button. Any comments, any questions, leave them there. I did miss a couple comments, some starter sit stuff. I didn't get notified. I fixed some of the settings. I should get notified right away, but I will throw at Chris Meany on the Twitter machine and also meanstreetsftn@gmail.com. I was away for a wedding over the weekend, so I may have been a little slow to respond and get some people late Sunday morning, but certainly be more on top of it and make sure I got notified. I'm going to get notified now. It'll come right to my phone. So when you ask those questions in the comment section, I should get those and to try to help you guys out. So today we'll just be previewing the two football games. I got a couple picks and some props here for you guys. Tomorrow I'm going to check in with like some waiver wire stuff. There's not a lot. It's like a wide receiver week, but we'll rank some of those wide receivers that are available. But again, if you have any questions at all, you can hit me up. But we'll let the two games unfold tonight. And then tomorrow we'll talk some waiver wire stuff with you guys. A shout out here to Boom Fantasy, our sponsor. And if you want in on the action, then you can head on over to our sponsor, Boom Fantasy, and sign up with promo code FTN and get a no sweat first entry up to $100. You spin the wheel to earn up to 500 times your entry. You make your picks and enjoy. It's never been easier to enjoy the game than with the perfect companion, Boom Fantasy. And we've been doing pretty good with the Boom Fantasy picks. Our guy Quan helping us out, spinning the wheel, 2 for 2. On Friday's episode, we had the over Kamara rushing yards and Marvin Harrison Jr. receiving yards. So far, 5 for 6. Check out Boom Fantasy. Download the app. And again, use promo code FTN. The picks were awful that I gave you guys on Friday. They were just straight up trash. The spreads picks anyways. The props, I think we did like 4 for 6 and a couple touchdowns, but the spread picks were bad. Myself having a bad week. I got 8 correct. For tonight, I am on the Jags +5.5. I do think that they can keep this thing close. Trevor Lawrence has not looked good. Sub 60% completion rate. He's got 1 passing touchdown. He's been indecisive, I feel like, watching him over the first couple games. He's got a big losing streak dating back to last year. Buffalo is a really tough place to play football, but I think there could be some garbage time stuff. I think that Jacksonville could maybe hang in this game. The Bills have shown us over the past few games dating back to when Joe Brady took over, they want to run the rock, and the Jags run defense and pretty solid dating back to last season. So I think they could maybe have some success there. But for tonight, in terms of that game, it's not my favorite play, Jags, but in my own pool, Jags +5.5. So I think that they can hang, but I'm looking at two Jacksonville players. Actually don't really have anything on the Buffalo side. I'm looking at Christian Kirk. He's been fairly quiet. We did hit on a couple guys like Deontay Johnson to have the breakout bounce back kind of deal. Of course, Andy Dalton, week 3, only 1 quarterback with 300 plus passing yards and 3 touchdowns in a game. And it's Red Rifle Andy Dalton. And of course he's going to be good to go next week against his former Bengals squad. We did see Amari Cooper bounce back in what was the right matchup, the right spot for him. He had a big game. We talked about him this week in terms of receiving yard prop and his 2-1 touchdown, which we got. But Christian Kirk, I think that this is a good matchup for him. Now, the Bills, what I have noticed, they've been kind of attacked in the slot. Greg Dortch week 1. And then last week, Jonnu Smith was playing in the slot. And Jonnu Smith in week 1 was running out of the slot a lot. And we had a lot of success with Jonnu Smith bets on, I think it was Thursday Night Football. Unfortunately, when Tua went down, we had Jonnu like originally and then into the live action. Kirk, kind of same deal. Like Brian Thomas Jr. has the most upside in the Jags wide receiver room. He's the guy that leads the team in touchdowns and receiving yards. He's going to see Christian Benford, I would believe. And then Gabe Davis is on the field more than any of them because of his run blocking ability. When you see one wide receiver on the field, it's him. He should see Rasul Douglas. Like, fun revenge narrative. You want to take an anytime touchdown for him. I personally lean for Brian Thomas Jr. as opposed to Gabe Davis. These guys are all, their props are around the same. They all have 3.5 catch props. They're all in like the 40s. Putting Christian Kirk this morning at 40.5, I'm seeing movement. I would take this any as up to 45.5. I think he lives in the 50s today. That's what I think. I think that there's a mismatch in the slot. avoiding Benford, avoiding Rasul Douglas. So taking a look at Christian Kirk, receiving yards more than catches. Again, numbers move. Prop Shop is your friend. You're already sub with us. Then, you know, you get the best possible number. You know, the closing line value, all that stuff. You're all over it already. But if this gets up to 45, 46, I still lean over. Like I said, I think he kind of gets in the 50s here. Brenton Strange is the other guy that I'm taking a look at, over 25.5 receiving yards at minus 115 over at Bet Rivers, and 2.5 catches, minus 148. I actually haven't seen a ton of line movement for this prop. But, you know, ever since Peterson's taken over and, you know, Ingram, or when Ingram went down, tight end seems to be involved in the offense. I don't know if it's a Trevor Lawrence thing or not, but 6 targets last week. He had the 3 catches for 65 yards. And the Bills, although they focused again week one just trying to take away Trey McBride, and they did a good job of that. Ultimately, I feel like in the middle of the field is where you attack Buffalo. So I think that Strange is, with no Evan Ingram, should play a big bulk of the snaps. And I like this number. It's just a little too low. I like both of them. I like the receiving yards more than the catches, over 25.5 receiving yards. And the catch props at 2.5, and it's a little bit juice. But those are just the only plays I like in that game. If there was a Bills player I would consider, it would be Khalil Shakir. Now, Jalen Ramsey took away Keon Coleman week one, so I don't think he'll have a donut. I think he'll be involved, and the Jags secondary has been pretty weak. Like I said, their run defense has been pretty good. I would consider Shakir. They're all in around the same number as well. 3.5 for all of them. Curtis Samuel's a fade for me if he has a big game. But Shakir's at 45, 3.5 catches. Coleman's at 35, 3.5 catches. Kincaid's at 37, 3.5 catches. It seems like, for me anyways, watching the Bills, Josh Allen does seem to go Khalil Shakir's way. So that would be the Bill that I would take a look at. I'm fading James Cook. I would lean to the under on his rushing yard. It's at 63, just given the run defense there from the Jacksonville Jaguars. But I do believe the Jags cover. And anytime touchdown in this game for me on the Buffalo side, as much as I like Shakir for the receiving yards, would be Dalton Kincaid. The safest play is probably just taking Josh Allen for a rushing touchdown, although we did see James Cook have a couple last week and Allen didn't run as much. But Josh Allen, rushing touchdown, Brian Thomas, you know, take a shot on him for a receiving touchdown, and maybe the Shakir yards. But for me, all I have bet is what I've shown you. Christian Kirk over 40.5 receiving yards, and then Brenton Strange over 25.5 receiving yards, and then 2.5 catches. The other game between the Bengals and the Commanders, I like a lot more. Joe Burrow over 1.5 passing touchdowns, minus 140 over at Bet Rivers. I think this number, again, has changed a little bit. I think he's good for 2 touchdowns. I think this is like one of the best possible matchups you can have for a quarterback and wide receivers up against Washington's secondary. Last year allowed the most fantasy points to wide receivers, right there again so far this year. Really, the secondary is not good. So Joe Burrow gets T. Higgins back. I think we see a breakout game for Ja'Marr Chase. I think we gave this one on Friday. Ja'Marr Chase for a touchdown at plus 120. His numbers are pretty high, like 6.5 catches and 80 receiving yards. I think, you know, I would lean to the over on 80. I think it's a really sharp number. I could see him living in the mid-80s. I could see him hitting the century mark. And that's not even, it's like, I think I saw plus 120 for him to hit the century mark. But I'm just going to take Chase for the touchdown here against this secondary. And I'm in on T. Higgins. You know, I think that certainly there could be a little bit of risk in this pick. You're going to hear like, I don't know if I want to play him first game. But I mean, I saw him running around the field at Arrowhead, some sprints and some routes. Look close to returning. That's what I heard from some of the beat reporters that cover the Bengals pretty closely. And then this, again, is just the best possible matchup for a wide receiver. And I think Higgins can do this on a couple catches. You know, I was a big fan of T. Higgins coming into this season. Of course, it hasn't worked out just yet. Dealing with the hammy, missed the first couple weeks of the season. But I would say these two guys, and T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, along with Joe Burrow, have days. And if they do score a lot of points, they lean on Zach Moss in the second half of that ball game. On the other side, for Washington, I like this prop quite a bit. Noah Brown over 16.5 receiving yards, minus 110 over at Bet365. Haven't seen any line movement here. His catch prop's at 1.5. I'd say that Jaden Daniels is kind of forced to take a couple deep shots in this game. We haven't seen a whole lot of it. He's got the smallest, shortest A dot in all of football. It's like 4.6 yards per attempt. They're doing a good job of kind of simplifying it for him and getting it out quick. And certainly he's run around a lot, not so much in his second game as he did in the first game. It's just kind of unsustainable. You want to keep him upright and healthy. Haven't really seen a whole lot from Terry McLaurin. I know Cliff Kingsbury said he's a really good player and they got to find a way to get him involved. He did have like a handful of catches last week, but again, short A dot stuff. So when they were down in the game against the Giants or it was close and they were marching up the field, we saw a couple shots down the field and in particular to Noah Brown last week, who led all Washington receivers in that game in yards. So I know it wasn't a whole lot, but he did lead the way with 56 receiving yards. He had three catches. So we can get this on one catch. I would consider maybe we don't get too carried away, but one thing I will be looking at in our Discord following the game live bets, I will be taking a look at Noah Brown and Austin Eckler if this game does kind of go sour for Washington. Since he's at home, they're 0-2, desperation, like all that plays a big factor. And this is like a get right spot for the entire offense, which has kind of struggled. We saw some moments last week at Arrowhead. Joe Burrow's had some success against Patrick Mahomes, but again, home 0-2, the Commanders in town, rookie quarterback, haven't pushed the ball down the field. I think since he's up a couple scores, you will see maybe him push the ball down the field in this game. So 16.5 receiving yards, -110 at bet365. It's probably my favorite bet of the day behind Christian Kirk. I know that sounds crazy because Kirk hasn't done anything, but you know, I said the same thing on Friday for Amari Cooper with the matchup. So I like Noah Brown here. And this is my long shot bet of the night is a touchdown for him at +625 BetMGM at like 0.5 units, 0.25 units if you wanted to. A small little sprinkle. I feel much better about the Jamar Chase number. That's a full unit for me. All these plays are a full unit for me besides Noah Brown at 0.5 I have over at FTM Fantasy +625. Did see a deep shot to Diami Brown in that game in the end zone, but I feel better about Noah Brown. Luke McCaffrey didn't even have a target last week. And then the other guy is Zach Ertz here at 2.5 catches at -140. Slightly juiced here. 7 catches through 2 games, 3 and 4. So he's cleared this number in back-to-back games. And as I mentioned, I feel like Cincy will push the pace. So hang out with us in the Discord. Prop God's giving all kinds of goodness in his live bets, trying to do the same, follow suit. And I will be taking a look at some of these receiving guys like Brown yards. If there's a report early, targets are there like last week. Certainly interested in him more than would be in the second half if they're trailing. But I'll be taking a look at Noah Brown. I'll be taking a look at Austin Eckler receiving yards as well. Brian Robinson Jr. has had some play and he's caught some passes, but could see if it's 2-minute drill or they're down, you know, by a couple of scores, we could see a little bit more of Eckler, but I'm just on Brown and Ertz. So that's it. That's all I have here. Just trying to keep it simple with a couple winners. We got Brenton Strange over 25.5 receiving yards and over 2.5 catches. Christian Kirk would be my favorite play from that game, over 40.5 receiving yards. And a number that, you know, it seems like it's climbing here a little bit. I'd take anything over 45.5, 46.5. I think he gets in the 50s. Joe Burrow over 1.5 passing touchdowns. That would be my second favorite play actually after Kirk. And then I would go to Noah Brown at over 16.5 receiving yards. Got Jamar Chase here for a touchdown. T. Higgins at over 46.5 receiving yards. Zach Ertz at over 2.5 catches and a long shot here with Noah Brown. I think the Bengals cover. The Bengals are my survivor pick this week. So hoping that they just pull off the victory. Bengals cover the 7. I think the Jags hang around +5.5. And again, ranking the plays, Kirk, Burrow, Noah Brown, Chase touchdown. Then I'd go to Brenton Strange receiving yards. Then I'd go to Zach Ertz catches. Then I go to Strange catches. And then I'm wrapping up with T. Higgins. But even though he is my final play, I wouldn't just give it to you guys for the sake of giving it. I do feel like he's going to be good to go. And I think the matchup is right against Washington. So good luck. Hopefully the winners are yours. Any waiver wire questions, anything at all, start and sit, last minute decisions, hit me up at Chris Meaney, meanstreetsft@gmail.com. Like I said, notify here when you leave the comment in the comment section, iTunes, Spotify, hop on over, subscribe to our YouTube page. We'll be talking waiver wire tomorrow on our FTN Fantasy YouTube page. And just do me a solid and subscribe over to the FTN YouTube page. Oh, and again, if your league allows you to drop a bench player that's just like not really doing it for you, take a look at some of these backup running backs. Ray Davis, if anything happens to James Cook, you beat the waiver wire, right? Ray Davis should be picked up today. Chase Brown should be picked up today. It's a lot of Zach Moss. He's owned 80% of the snaps. We've talked about that a couple times here on Mean Streets. But if anything happened to Zach Moss tonight, also a revenge game for him. Actually, no, they're not playing Buffalo. Come on. Chase Brown would get a little bit more run, a little bit more work. What else do we have? Like, that's it. There's nothing on Washington's side. And there's Tank Bigsby. Tank Bigsby should be owned just in case, right? So try to pick up these guys, excuse me, in case anything happens. Hopefully nothing happens, but it is a way to kind of get ahead of it should something happen. So good luck tonight in the NFL with your two picks. Shout out Boom Fantasy, promo code FTN, and we will talk to you guys soon. Cheers.